This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
You're not, you know, you made it in Chicago. I got butt dialed by Mark Giangreco last night. Can anybody else on this show say that?
I just got dialed. He just called me.
Oh, he actually called you.
He said he called you last night about 10.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 10 o'clock and I get butt dialed by Giangreco. And when you get butt dialed, do you ever just pick up the phone and listen to the voicemail from the butt dial to see if there's something there? Because this is like a five-minute long message, and I probably should have better things to do with my time. So, but, you know, I don't. Frank Caliendo's here. Frank, I hope you don't mind if I say this. Frank is one of the greatest stand-ups in America. Dare I say the planet?
I would rather you say I'm one of the greatest people.
No, I know that's but I know that's not true.
I've also been calling people as a fake Gene Del Greco.
It's actually Mark Giangreco. It's okay.
Whatever. It's okay. Sound like a kicker.
It was perfect. That was perfect.
Yeah, is that
Al Del Greco's brother,
yeah.
Gene?
Yes. There's something. Listen, I'm not big on names. As a guy who does impressions, I don't take the time to learn the names.
Yeah, I
just do the voices and hope you can figure out my incarnation of their moniker.
Now, here's the thing.
See how I've strung those words together?
Yeah, really, was really good. Honestly, it was impressive.
Really good.
Yeah, you seem to be much more educated than the last time you were in. So here's the thing I picture you having as an issue now. Maybe it's not an issue, but everywhere you go, because of all the Fox stuff you've done, certainly, but prior to that, all the TV you do, people know who you are now. Are you sick of people going, hey, man, do this, do that?
Okay, so it used to be, and I actually even talk about this in my act, people used to ask me to do stuff.
Right.
And now, I think it's social media, they're like, do this for me. It's like, really? Yeah. I'm like, what? Did you just tweet that at me? What just happened? Do some John Madden. And I circle him. Here's a guy who's asking me to do something. Then it gets worse because they're like, do some more John Madden.
Really?
And that's where I'm like, yeah. That's why I feel like I get the opportunity to make a social comment. Like, do some more John Madden. Here's a guy who's getting a little greedy now. And the weird thing is, I went from being a guy who's known as a comedian who pigeonholed myself as a guy who does an impression of a sportscaster named John.
Yeah, yeah.
To a guy who does an impression of a sportscaster named John with John Gruden.
Right.
That's what people ask for now. Oh. They're like, some John Gruden. I'll tell you what, man. That's some good stuff right there. That's tremendous, man.
Coach,
I love hot chocolate. You know why? Cold chocolate's everywhere. Hot chocolate? You can only get it once in a while, man. You got to get that to 212 degrees. What do you need, 100 degrees? What's boiling point? You guys remember, man? Is that Fahrenheit? I don't think it's Celsius.
Does Gruden like the impression?
Well, he had me on Hard Knocks. They called me to come in to do it.
I remember that at the end.
So they...
So he's got a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think it's one of those things where keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer sometimes.
Because didn't Madden get weird about it?
He didn't like me at the beginning, but he never met me.
Right.
That's the weird thing is when you meet people, there's a different feeling, a different sense.
Yeah.
So that's that. When I met him with his grandkids, I was it was at the Four Seasons Hotel in Dallas. Not important to the story. Just want you to know the type of hotel I stayed. And he's standing there with a bunch of kids around him. I'm thinking, listen, this guy's they're either his grandkids or he's just really stuck in Ring Around the Rosie.
Right, at his age.
Jimmy Johnson, football coach, not the race car driver, stand next to him. I'm like, Jimmy, can you believe I'm this close to John Madden? What, you haven't met him yet? Taps Madden on the shoulder. Madden's like, what is it, Jimmy? Oh. And the look on his face. It's like when Shaggy and Scooby see the bad guy pop out of the barrel. Like, zoinks, like, hey, Scooby, like, let's get out of here. Rut robe. This is going to be red. Well, I made his grandkids laugh, and that turned it all on.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, but
that's
like, interesting. I get it now.
Up to that point,
who
though, sometimes... Oh, sorry. I apologize.
John DeCause. Hey, sorry about that.
Hey. That's
his cool laid-back voice.
That's my John DeCause. Hey, we doing Kumbaya on here? Hey, everybody.
You just did an impression of me?
Of course I did.
What a moment.
Yeah. Listen,
what a moment.
It's turning into Snagglebuzz. What a moment, even.
Well, heavens to Murgatroyd, Steve.
This is the new Rickles. It used to be, like when we were all coming up, it used to be if Rickles insulted you, that was as good as it got.
Yeah.
You doing somebody's impression.
I think there's
that's the new Rickles.
Let's let you think there's something to that. But John was, I met John at the Columbus Funny Bone years and years ago. He was hosting, his friends with the owner.
Actually, no, that's where you're right and wrong.
Okay.
Because we
met, right part?
No, the right part is we met at Zany's, where I was house MC. Fell in love with him right away. You came from Milwaukee. And you were doing impressions.
Oh, you did bring
nobody,
me there. That's
but
right.
But I'm the one who suggested you, and I made the
That's
the
right.
Call
you just said it so sleepily.
Yes.
Hey. You go work out at... some stuff out of the Columbus Funny Bone.
But here's the thing. You went to Columbus. I recommended him. You were featuring at Columbus. I got a phone call from my buddy Dave Stroop who said... You did radio. They had to switch you. Like, they came out in droves.
Yeah, because nobody wants to follow.
They didn't want.
I don't know. I think that might have been what he told you. I don't know if they switched me. I think they still paid. No, he actually did pay me a little bit more money.
Okay.
But I don't think they switched. I do remember that a little bit. But he's a good. He's one of the good guys.
Great guys.
Not great. Good.
Well, you know, that's the best part. When you started, and I love impressions. I grew up watching impressions.
And you're friends with Mike Toomey.
Toomey, yes. These are phenomenal. So watching, you know, the copycats. Growing up in all these different shows, but here's where you are so much better today. And this
then
is gonna,
to me,
then to me.
No.
That's what I meant.
No.
That's what I meant. You didn't let me finish. Great impressions when you started out, but typically you didn't have like certain bits. You didn't know where the joke was all the time. But
yeah,
you had great
is why I know
now,
you're now. What are you talking about? This is why I know you're crazy. There's something very seriously wrong with you because you never turn around and go. So I was at a Hollywood party, and you wouldn't believe who was there.
Right.
And then
right.
you mess your hair up, you turn around.
What I wanted to do was create it to be more like regular stand-up comedy.
Yeah, it's a stream. It's a conversation.
Just work the voices in. And I'm doing that even more. It's a weird thing that's happening with me now, because some of the old audience wants to see more voice, but I'm telling more stories. For example, and this is the whole reason of why I'm even in Chicago right now, was I called up Zany's because I have friends that are doing this Ace Comic Con. You guys know what that is in Rosemont?
Sure. Yeah, and I heard you're bringing your daughter.
So, yeah. So, because Spider-Man is there, and that's all any 13-year-old girl.
Sure.
Cares about in the world. But
right.
So we're going to come to that. I helped them out with some little things here and there. I'm friends with some people. I was originally going to do a podcast there, but then some of the stuff on my side fell through, and or was going to talk about with them about doing a podcast, but that stuff fell through. But I told them, hey, I'll go do some promo for you. My Zany show is sold out. I just broke the space-time continuum there, actually, guys.
You mean to tell me you built a time machine out of the WGN studios? Doc, this is heavy.
No, this sucker's electrical. 1.21 gigawatts. They changed it for the commercial. They made it gigawatts.
That's tremendous. Sorry. Fixing things, that's what I believe in, is fixing all factual errors.
So the first one we went to is Ace Comic Con in Phoenix. And when we were there, Tom Hiddleston was there, who plays Loki.
Yes,
I'm Loki of Asgard.
Yeah. Yeah, the ladies love the Hiddleston.
Who does impressions.
Well, he does very good ones. And he's like, it was so weird because I stuck my foot in my mouth so badly. He was so nice, so wonderful, so nice to my daughter. But he was being cordial, and I'm just an idiot. He's like, yes, I am do impressions of people I work with in movies. I was like, oh, I do impressions of people I've seen in movies. So, they're so similar, except for you have a way better career. But we started doing a whole bunch of stuff back and forth, and it was very fun. And my daughter's like, how's your friend Tom? Well, it turns out that some of the people that represent him represent Tom Holland and Tom Holland Spider-Man. He's going to be here this weekend. It's Thor. I mean, it's some big Brie
so
Larson.
So did you pull in a show business favor?
Oh, I constantly. I use my
C-list
status.
No, I mean for your daughter, that's great.
All the time.
Nice.
You have no idea how much.
No, dude, I salute this.
That's all I do. My son with Kyler Murray, got to spend time with number one draft pick Kyler Murray because it's right down the street from us. Now, I'll go through. My daughter met, I can't remember the name of it, but there are a bunch of Nickelodeon shows and Disney shows I've gotten my daughter to meet. It goes in cycles because it'll be somebody that my son I can help meet, and then it'll be somebody my daughter I can help
perfect.
Meet. Yeah, it's been surreal. But my daughter broke her elbow a year ago, June 29th, on her birthday last year. And it wasn't healing properly.
Right.
So it was a weird thing. So on this birthday, we went to Seattle for the Ace Con there. And when we went there, I had audio and video of Josh Brolin talking about me being, I can pull this up if you want, I'm my own producer, of Josh Brolin talking about me being the his inspiration for George W. Bush in W.
Yeah.
And he's talking about Oliver Stone. He says Oliver and I, and I'm like, Oliver Stone. I'll pull it out. I've got it on my favorites.
I've heard the story.
I've got it on my favorites. So we go over there. We finally get to meet him. And then Chris Evans is there, who plays Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Evans is like, wait a second, who are you? I'm like, Frank Caliendo. He goes, oh, my God. And he starts quoting stuff from my act. And my daughter's like, this is the greatest day of my life.
It is.
And I'm like, everything's downhill from here, hon. Because the other guys, like Tom Holland and Elias, they're from other countries. They don't know how biggest in the football audiences.
But how cool is it that you could pick such a ridiculous career of show business and make your kids so happy?
That's come all on. I mean, and I don't go to meet try to meet directors or famous people or anything like that. It's my kids.
Yeah, and to see the look on your kid's face.
Yeah, it just
it's the best.
I talk about this all the time. When my daughter meeting Chris Evans was so funny. I'm trying to tell Chris Evans what it's like to be pigeonholed as a character and then calling him Captain America. Yes. You don't understand what it's like to be when people just know you as John Madden, Captain America. Am I an idiot? Just punch me in the face.
Oh, yeah. All right, listen, when we come back.
I do one segment.
No, there's two things.
I'm a one segment guy.
I got Chris Evans outside. I'll bring him in.
You know what? I'll stay.
So here's the
We're
thing.
We're friends.
There's two things that make me very happy.
Yes.
Charles Barkley and Jeff Goldblum. Oh. So when we come back, I would love it if they were
to make
here,
you happy.
If they were here. Yeah. I mean, it's my show.
Yeah.
All right. What's coming up at 10 o'clock? Well, that'd be your Bill and Wendy. We'll do that in a few minutes here on 720 WGN. $9.54. If you want to see Frank Caliendo tonight, you'll have to be in his hotel lobby because he had his heads for his sold-out Zany show. Why don't you plug your website or something?
FrankCaliendo.com. Got a podcast, the Caliendo Cast, and FrankOnStage.com for all the dates, but CaliendoCast.com. If you can't spell Caliendo, it's the letter C, the word alien, and the word do. And on Instagram, you can see at Frank Caliendo, at Frank, the letter C, the word alien, and the word do. And there's all kinds of stuff. Somebody did a deep fake of me doing Trump the other day. That's tremendous. It's incredible. The number one watch thing in the history of the universe. Second only. It's number one. The only second thing that's even close, the Big Bang.
Is that right?
The Big Bang
well,
is very
fantastic.
Close.
Fantastic.
Not as well known.
What's the most obscure impression you do?
Wow. Max Wright, the dad from Alf.
Wow.
Lynn, Brian, please, Alf, don't eat Lucky. Why?
Wow.
There's probably some other weird ones, but
Do you like doing Barkley still?
It's one of those that's very, very entertaining because it can say anything.
Yeah.
Anything at all.
He's the only guy that, like, he goes on television and says, I want to punch Draymond Green in the face.
Right, and it's okay.
And his apology was even better because he's like, I apologize for recognizing that Draymond Green has such a punchable face. That's not an apology. That's a cheat code. Everybody else loses their job.
He's
just
tremendous.
Got 20 extra Barkley lives.
And I told you, I think last time you were here, the one thing that really, if any day I feel sad in any way, shape, or form, I think of you and Jeff Goldblum.
Ah, yes. Hello. Any particular reason for that?
Well, why? Jeff Goldblum buying a hot dog in New York.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And how about this? How about we go just down to River Road? You ever been there? Yes. River Road. Gene and who? Gene and Jude. Yes. Go inside. I'd like to sit down. No. You don't get to sit down. Why? Okay, so here, let's. I'd like to order three hot dogs and fries. Put the fries on the side. You can't. What? No, you can. Why? And, oh, yes, don't forget the ketchup. Who did I just make angry there? No, you're not allowed to have ketchup here. No. Mustard only. It's a mustard only zone. Ketchup packets will find a way to survive. They will. You bring them in your Brendelfly coat, and you make your way in. Yes, have you
met Goldblum?
No, I've had some people play some video for him before.
What's the reaction? He seems like he'd love it.
I think he's too out there to even know.
He's singing now, too. Well, right? He's singing with Haley Reinhart. They do concerts.
I do all sorts of shows. I do duets. Islands in the stream. That is what we are. I'm going to do one with Slim Shady as well.
You ever
haven't worked on the lyrics yet.
You ever pull a muscle doing a transition in the middle of a bit?
Have I or has Frank? Who?
Well, it just seems like somewhere you're here and you'll go here and you go, my brain's going to hurt.
I've combined characters before. I remember years and years ago, I was starting to do a Robert De Niro and then... Rick Moranis somehow came out. And was like,
okay, are you talking to me? Okay, I gotta have a shower.
You know, some kind of weird. They start to merge though. There's so many that are very close. People don't realize George W. Bush, Tara Bradshaw, and then bring it up and Chris Rock. They're all
it's all the same.
Similar. It's odd.
Now this is gets a little deep here, but I'm fascinated by the process. You explained me the slice of pizza.
Oh,
the pizza theory.
Yeah.
Try to explain to people how you get that for the face.
There's a triangle in your face that's the most important. So when I was especially at my fattest, that it didn't matter that because I had these wide cheeks and jowls, that you draw a line across, kind of if I had a unibrow going across, go from the Bert and Ernie, mm-hmm. and then a point down at the chin, and that's the triangle going downward. I mean, that's what makes the face. So if you make a face... The voice kind of naturally follows.
See, that's amazing to me because you're saying if I get the face, I got the voice.
It helps because it helps how they form the words.
Oh, sure.
So the lips,
there's a physicality.
The physicality. Yeah. It's easier for me. Like if I'm doing a Jeff Goldblum, yes. My eyes need to dart around as opposed to if I'm doing a Norm MacDonald, my eyes dart, but just a little bit slower there, Hey, Jerry, good. I love it. Norm MacDonald could do this. He will just say a normal sentence, and for some reason it's hilarious. You're like, "Hey, you ever been to the grocery store?"
And everybody falls down.
True.
Everybody falls down.
Like why? But why? It's just a grocery store. And yes, everybody has gone. You ever try? You guys ever do this? You breathe in air. You ever done that? What's that stuff they call that you breathe out? Bad air.
Right.
What's that stuff called? Carbon. Carbon dioxide.
And it rooms up for grabs. You know what? I love having you in. And I don't care if you're sold out or not. You can come here when you're a complete failure and you're a gigantic success. You're always welcome here.
I'll make it happen either way.
It's the great Frank Caliendo. Again, that's C-Alien-Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Smart. Yeah, smart. Not just a pretty face.